you searching for happiness, this the way to go. You say you want peace, this the way to go. If you trying to see Jesus, this the way to go. We all wanna live, this the way to go.
The show,
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 this the way to go.
The show.
You are now listening to the Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's Word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go. Thank you for listening to today's message. Please be sure to stop by Pastor Baker's website. Go to www.jeromeabaker.com. Until next time, remember, Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You just need to know the way to go.
Let's get some more participation. One trait that every young person should possess, or shall I say, should pursue and possess in life, is knowledge. You do not want to be an ignorant person. At least I don't hope so. You should desire to be a young man or a young woman that pursues and possesses knowledge. Don't want to be a stupid young man, a dumb girl. You want to be someone that possesses knowledge. Now, when it comes to knowledge, we need to have knowledge, young people, about natural things and spiritual things. Would y'all agree? Yeah. You don't want to be the type of young person, the only thing you know is how to work a cell phone. The only thing you know how to do is download an app and get on social media. If you are that type of young person or young adult, you're crazy. That's ignorant. You need to be possessing and pursuing more knowledge than that. Would you agree? Knowledge, from a simplistic standpoint, is just know-how. You need to know how to be productive in life. You need to know how to do things in life. And again, I want to look at this for a few minutes from a natural standpoint. Young folk, you got to have life skills. You can't just be about that phone in your hand. You got to know how to do some things in this life. You got to know how to get some things done in life. If you agree, somebody shout, I'm with you. Now, I just got a small list, but brothers, even sisters, you need to know things like how to change a tire on your car. Yeah, you need to know how to change a tire on your car. I know you got insurance, and I hear some of y'all right now, I call them. But they may take 2 hours. You at least need to know, especially as a young man, how to change a car tire. How to put your car on a jack and change the tire and go on about your way. The Bible talks about how women need to know how to keep a home. Woo! I said women need to know how to keep a home. Yes. How to keep a home clean. How to make sure you know what's going on in your house. Yeah. Well, I'm about my career. That's cool, but the women of the Bible knew how to take care of their home. And I believe that there should be nothing new under the sun. Can I keep going? Mama always taught me, Jerome, you need to know somebody at the bank by name. You need to know somebody at your personal bank by name. Whether it's a teller or somebody to sit behind a desk, you need to know folk. Because you may need somebody to help you when you get in a bind. Are y'all still with me? Brothers, you need to know how to cut grass. Yeah, you need to know how to cut grass with lines that are straight. Yeah, you need to know how to work a weed eater. You need to know how to clip the hedges. Yeah. Now, if you're good and you can pay somebody, that's wonderful. But at least know how to do it. Are y'all with me? Oh, Lord, I like this next one. You need to know how to clean and iron clothes. Who knows how to iron properly? Properly. Don't lie in God's house now. Mm-hmm. Somebody like to say, Mama, iron this for me. No, you need to know how to. I thank God for my wife, but if she ain't there, I do know how to iron. And lastly, I just want to put this in your spirit. As a young person, you don't need to be afraid of a credit card. You just need to know how to use a credit card properly. Credit cards are great tools if you know how to use them properly. Your credit score can skyrocket if you use your credit card properly. But your credit score can drop beneath this floor if you don't know how to use it properly. These are just a few basic things that young folk need to know. Am I in the house? So again, knowledge has to do with know-how. But when you talk about knowledge, young folk, from God's perspective, or knowledge that is connected to God, you're talking about divine insight. Divine insight. God is going to give you something that the normal young person doesn't know. God is going to give you understanding or wisdom that the average teenager or 20-year-old does not know. And see, that's a wonderful position to be in, to be a young person that's on the same page as God. Because there are many young people in our community and society, they do not have divine knowledge. Don't know how to carry themselves in God's house or outside God's house. Are not familiar with God's written word or the revealed word. But you, as a faith walker, need to possess knowledge. Am I right about it? And again, knowledge from God's point of view is divine insight or enlightenment. And we understand that the primary place that we get knowledge from God is from his shepherds. See, when you come to church and you play on your phone during service, you're basically saying you don't want to know what God wants you to know when the shepherd is up teaching. Well, yeah. You're into something else or into yourself. And see, that's a dangerous place to be because Hosea said, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And it wasn't that the preacher was giving you knowledge. You just rejected it. You would rather go to sleep, not pay attention, or be on social media. You don't want to reject knowledge because Hosea said that individual is going to perish or come to ruin. And the proverb writer talked about in the book of Proverbs how when ruin comes on a person, it comes like a prowler at night. It comes like a thief. It comes like somebody about to rob you. You don't know when ruin is going to come upon you. It usually comes not on your schedule. So it's important for us, again, to pursue and to possess knowledge. Yes. Help me teach it to somebody. Say, you should and I should pursue and possess finish it. Knowledge. Let's look at some truths about knowledge. Let's look at some truths about knowledge before we deal with the meat of our text. Let's start in Proverbs. Proverbs 1. Go there with me. Let's look at Proverbs 1 and 7. Proverbs 1 and 7 reads, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge." Let's stop right there. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. So if I want to know what God desires me to know, the source of knowledge we see in this verse is fearing the Lord. When I fear the Lord, God is going to make sure I know what I need to know. See, celebrities, rappers, and so forth, they want you to know what the Bible says is called earthly wisdom. And see, man's wisdom or knowledge is foolishness to God. That's what Paul said in the book of Corinthians. So we need to make sure we fear God so we can get true knowledge. We can get true know-how. And how many know truth will make you free? Truth will change your life. Why would the truth do that? Because Jesus is the truth. According to what? John 14 and 6, Jesus said, "I am the way, I am the truth." So the true source of knowledge is fearing God. When I fear God, I respect him. Yeah. I reverence him. I recognize that this is God's house. And if I fear the Lord, I'm going to come in God's house with a mindset. I'm coming to worship the Lord. Even if I'm not where I need to be in life, I got enough sense to respect God in his house. How many got at least that much sense? I got enough sense to know when I come in God's house not to watch no videos or no TikTok videos that got cussing in it. You know, it's some young folks, they don't even respect God's house that much. They will actually go to their playlist and listen to music that be cussing in God's house. Could you imagine a young person hitting on somebody trying to get a girlfriend, a boyfriend in God's house? That's no respect. Could you imagine a young person? Ooh, that girlfriend. Look at that booty over there. Oh, that no respect. In God's house. No, I'm going to come in God's house fearing him. Lord, I need some help. Lord, I need you to move. And if anyone can help me, if anyone can move for me, it's you. So I'm at least going to respect you in your house. I'm going to respect you. I'm going to seek him. On a daily basis, young folk, when you seek God, that says you fear him. When you pray on a daily basis, you know what that says about you? You fear him. When you get paid, when you get your money and you bring God his tithe and his offering and you don't rob him, you know what that says about you? You fear him. When you acknowledge God in all your ways and you allow him to direct your path, you know what that says about you? That says you fear him. When you mess up, how many do mess up from time to time? But yet you go to God, "Lord, forgive me. Help me to get myself together. Help me to get some act right." How many know when you mess up, you can go to God and get that thing right? And matter of fact, how many not just know it? How many do that? But see, when you do that, you know what that says about you? You fear him. But you on that dumb stuff, "God, know my heart, pass that blunt." You don't fear God. God, I do what I want to do. He know me. No, you don't fear him. If we start fearing the Lord, we're going to know some things. When you come into God's house ready to receive, God going to make sure you come knowing something about his will for your life. Whether you're in an adult service or a youth and young adult service, if we hunger and thirst for righteousness or knowledge, God is going to do what? He's going to fill us. How many fear God on this morning? How many made up in their mind, "I'm leaving with God's knowledge today"? All right. Notice my notes. Though knowledge is increasing, people are choosing not to fear the Lord. As a result, society and some people, they refuse to retain God in their knowledge. We in that day right now. Folk don't want to have nothing to do with God. Nothing to do with God. But knowledge is in increasing. That small device you have in your hand, that proves that knowledge is increasing. You can know things in 5 seconds right there with that device. But as knowledge is increasing, young folk, many people, they don't want to have nothing to do with God. Not one thing. You know, you got young folk like that too. Don't want to have nothing to do with praise and worship. But let Future drop a new CD. Let Future, let some other rapper drop a new album, and they'll be excited about that. But then you talk about giving God praise, they don't want to have nothing to do with that. Come on, let's put those hands together. Let's clap, let's sing, let's turn in victory, let's give God the praise, because the Bible says, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Won't move, won't have nothing to do with that. But let some new dance come out. I mean, just all into it, but don't want to have nothing to do with God. Can scroll on their phone for 3 hours straight, thumb hurting. I mean, thumb just hurting, eyes hurting. But you ask them to turn to 3 scriptures in the Bible. Oh, God, don't want to have nothing to do. We in that day. Look at Daniel. Y'all just look at it. You don't have to go there. But Daniel 12 and 4, it talks about how before the book is closed, in the last days, you will see people increasing in knowledge. We in that day. But folks don't want to hear about Jesus. Folk don't want to hear about salvation. Woo, I'm not amongst that group. What about you? We in that last day for real. Am I talking right? Let's look at the next truth. Let's go to Proverbs 1:22. So the source of knowledge is what? No, that's a question. So the source of knowledge is what? Fearing who? Fearing the Lord. I got to say it that way. The fear of the Lord is the? Now flip it. What's the source of knowledge? There you go. Proverbs 1:22. How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? For scorners delight in their scorning, and notice, fools hate what? Knowledge. Fools hate knowledge. Anyone that does not want the knowledge of God, according to this verse, they're a fool. Don't call me no fool. That's what folks say. But a fool, according to this verse, is someone who rejects knowledge. Have you ever been foolish? You got some husbands, their wife be like, look, I'm trying to tell you, if you do this, this will help the family. And the husband be like, I don't want to hear that. That husband might be, now y'all scared. That husband might be. Then you got some husband, they try to tell the wife, look, you need to do such, 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 such. But she don't want to do it. That wife might be a fool. You got some parents, they tell their own children, look, you need to do such, 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 such. Child get mad. That child might be a fool. Why? Because fools hate what? They hate knowledge. They hate it. They despise it. They reject it. You don't want to be no fool, young person. And see, as you grow, look at me real good when I say this. Time gonna tell if you're a fool or not. Yeah. Time is going to tell if you're a foolish preacher, parent, or a young person. Time will tell. Because knowledge is going to come forth. God said in his word that knowledge comes forth from his mouth. It's just a matter of time if we reveal if we're on that dumb stuff or not. So I could ask how many fools we got in here, and everybody in here would probably not raise their hand. Yeah, because you'd be like, I ain't no fool. The devil is a lie. But time will tell. Time will tell. So I want you to remember, when knowledge come forth, don't reject it. If you reject it, you are what? You're a fool. Last verse, when we talk about truths about knowledge. Y'all mad? It don't matter. Okay, Proverbs. No, it don't. I got to teach and preach it, right? Proverbs 11 and 9. Because sometimes the word will make you mad. Yeah, it will make you mad. It'll prick that heart. It'll show you where you need to get it together. And it start with the preach. Proverbs 11 and 9. The hypocrite with his mouth destroys his neighbor. But through knowledge, the righteous will be delivered. This is what I want you to receive from this verse. Knowledge is important to who? To the righteous. Where my righteous folk at in here? Where my saved Christians at? Folk that's striving to live according to the written and revealed word. No, let me see them hands. Where you at? So you know what should be important to you? Knowledge. Knowledge. You should want to know things. Naturally and spiritually, but especially when it comes to the things of God. Did you not know that one of the main characteristics of Daniel and the Hebrew boys, when you consider Daniel 1 through about the fourth verse, they had the ability to possess knowledge. These boys had some know-how. These weren't no ignorant young men. And see, righteous folk, in our day and time, young folk, we need to know some stuff. We need to possess knowledge. It needs to be very significant to our life. We don't need to let folk get over on us. And even if you don't know something, you need to have somebody in your life that you can get counsel from. You may not know, but you got somebody you can get with that can tell you. Whether that be the Holy Ghost or God using somebody else. Am I right about it? Knowledge is important. Why? It causes deliverance. That's how we get salvation, young folk. That's how we stay happy through what we know. We can count it all joy knowing that our faith is being tried when we're going through diverse temptation. Why? We know that what we're going through is only temporary. Yeah, we got knowledge. We're going to be delivered. It's so important. We know that what we are dealing with is only temporary. You don't freak out like your relatives do when you hear about a loved one getting sick. You got knowledge. You know that sickness is a part of life. But one of the promises of God is that the Lord will deliver us from all our diseases. So while your family members may be fretting, worrying, or pulling their hair out, or as grandma used to say, driving me up the wall, no, you got knowledge. So you understand, by his stripes, we are healed. You understand, you can pray and folk can be healed. You understand, you can put the word on the situation and it can change the situation. You have knowledge. That's where our deliverance is. You may be broke right now, but you got knowledge. You bring God him his tithe and his offering, and so you know that you are living under open windows, and it's just a matter of time before he pours you out blessing that you have not room enough to receive. That's where we get our deliverance from, young folk. You know that God is in control. Folk may tell you it can't be done, but you know with man things are impossible. But with God, all things are possible. You got knowledge. That's where your deliverance is at. It's in what you know. It's in what you know. How many understand these truths about knowledge? It's very important that you receive what I'm saying because it's just the foundation for what we're about to deal with. What's the first thing we learned about knowledge? The fear of the Lord is the... So if you don't know something, start fearing God. Start praying. Start seeking him. Come to his house wanting to hear from him, and he's going to make sure you know. Yeah, he's going to make sure you know. Who hates knowledge? Have you ever been a fool before? All right, let's get that out the way. And finally, knowledge is important to who? What does knowledge cause to happen for the righteous? Deliverance. Yeah, deliverance. In our text of Daniel 11 and 32, are y'all still with me? I hear about three of y'all. Let's get a response. Y'all still with me? In Daniel 11 and 32, he reveals that people should know God. That's what he said. But the people who know their God. People need to know God. Every day, we should be learning something new about God. Every day, God gives us an opportunity to learn something new about him. Every single day. Especially when the Bible says his mercies are new every day. So that means in every day is something new we can learn about God. I start taking my days more seriously and appreciating every day that God gives me. And I start learning, God, there's something new I can learn about you today. There's something new I can learn about you. And when we talk about knowing God further from what we said thus far, something we can know about his word, his ways, and his will. It's just like today, God giving us the opportunity to come into his house to worship him. It should be something new you learn about God. Amen. Something new you learn about his word, his ways, or his will or purpose for your life. Amen. You know, some things happened to me on this week. On Friday and Saturday, two particular things happened. But I learned about a scripture concerning God that I've quoted all my life, but it became personal to me. I learned that God, this is real, because I saw it happen 2 days straight. It's this verse in the scripture that talks about how the steps of a good man or a righteous man, they are ordered. And then it says, by the Lord. Friday and Saturday, those two verses became personal to me. And I learned, God, you ordering my steps. I mean, it was like perfect timing on some things that was going on in my life. I said, Lord, that verse is true. You ordering my steps. Then this morning, I learned something about God. According to Malachi 3, you know, we like to quote it, bring all the tithe and what? And offering into the storehouse, and then it goes on. But right around or before that verse, it talks about how and nations or people will call you blessed. This morning, I mean, it was just like perfect timing. I'm pulling out the driveway, and this woman in my neighborhood that walks her dog every day, I hadn't seen her in a few, but she stopped. And I rode down the window to speak, and she just standing by the window. She said, oh, Jerome, I'm just so happy to see you. I just want you to know, you are just really blessed. You're just so, so blessed. And she said some other things, and I was just listening, and immediately God's word came to my mind. Didn't I tell you, Baker? Nations or people will call you blessed. Then I love another verse that he makes personal to me. Are y'all still with me? I learned how he will cause folk that curse me to be cursed. And folk that bless me would be blessed. I have seen it. Folk that have spoken ill will of me, God has allowed me to see them to be cursed. But then on the same verse, I have seen God use people to bless me. And then shortly thereafter, I hear a testimony about how God did some things for them. That's God's word. Genesis 12, he will cause folk that bless you to be blessed. And folks that curse you to be cursed. Every day, young folk, we should learn something new about God. Every day. Even in our trials, we have an opportunity to learn something new about God. I was riding around in my truck and didn't even know it for probably at least a year, and didn't know that the axles on my truck was broken. I didn't know. I had no idea. Until this week, I saw fluid in my driveway. I said, oh, that's unusual. Took it to my man, and he said, Jerome, your axis is broken. He said, I don't know why your truck just ain't fell while you were driving. I said, Lord, all these times I've been pulling this trailer and this lawnmower, I said, Lord, I've been up and down the highway. Lord, I could have hit somebody. I could have killed myself. I could have had an accident and had bills right now. Boy, Lord, I learned that you would protect me. When he told me that, Malachi came to my mind. He'll rebuke the devourer for his name's sake. I said, Lord, that Bible verse is personal to me because I should have been done messed up. I hate I got to pay this $1,300, but I gladly pay it, Lord. Because that $1,300 could have been $130,000 in problems that was caused because of something I didn't even know about. We got to know God. Every day, young people. Every day. We was down in church a couple of weeks ago, and we heard Bishop talking about some ducks. Y'all remember that? Every day, learn something new about God. Don't just wait to come to church. No, every day. Somebody shout praise the Lord. In my clothes, two divine benefits for knowing God. When you know God's word, when you start learning God's ways and understanding his will for your life, two divine benefits are going to happen. It's not going to happen for everybody. It only happens for young people and adults that know God. First of all, he says in our text, but the people that know their God, they shall be, help me, they shall be strong. When you and I know God, we're going to be strong. First of all, strong has to do with God giving us the ability to do what needs to be done. See, sometimes in life you get to going through things and it feel like it's just pulling strength out of you. Man, this job, Lord, it's just pulling strength out of me. Pulling strength out of me. Lord, these kinfolk, they just pulling strength out of me. It could be your sister, your brother. It could be in-laws, fiance, church folk, spouse, or what have you. But how many have ever experienced in life where things seemingly just pulling the strength out of you? You say things like, man, I'm stressed out. You say crazy stuff like, I feel burnt out. You just out. I mean, what's going on? Strength is just being what? Pulled out of you. You go to school, you go to practice, you go to work, you go to church. You go to school, you go to practice, you go to work, you go to church. You go to church, you go to work, you go to school, you go to practice. You can switch it up, but it's like your routine. And you just feel like, Lord, I'm just wore out. Is this all there is to life? And sometimes you just feel overwhelmed. Oh, the Lord must be in the house. Oh, and don't let a bad report come your way. Don't be a young person or a young adult that gets a bad report about a loved one. You know, they say so-and-so got cancer. And so now your mental strength, oh, Lord, what? What's going to happen? Now, you'd be surprised how crazy some folk get. They get out of character. They get out of character. Strength just being pulled. Come here, give me a hug, give me some kiss, baby. I can't. What's wrong? I'm thinking about so-and-so. What can you do? What can you do? Why are you letting that hinder you from giving me some sugar? Come on over here and give me some sugar. Why are your grades falling? Because I'm thinking about grandmama. And, you know, they gave her 2 weeks. And what can you do? What can you do? Why are you letting that pull all that strength out of you? Y'all see how the quiet the audience got? That's a good indication that this is helping somebody. Why are you trying to carry a burden that you are not strong enough to bear? That's why Peter said, cast all your care on him, for he cares for you. But you got some people, they act like they don't know God. And that's why you're not strong. Whenever we allow what we go through in life to get the best of us, we act as if we do not know God. You act like you ain't been coming to church for 10 plus years. You acting like a word ain't been coming forth week in and week out to help you. We act like prayer don't work. We act like God will put more on us than we can bear. Act like you don't know God. Y'all ought to help me. I want you to ask your neighbor 2 questions. Because one of them going to be just for them. Say, why are you acting like you don't know God? Now ask this other, say, have you ever acted like you don't know God? Yeah. One of them answers is going to be a what? Yeah. Or, I messed up. Quit acting like you don't know God. Quit acting like you ain't been coming to church getting the word. Quit acting like you ain't been taught. Because if you know God, you and I, we're going to be strong. You're going to be able to keep going to work, keep going to church, keep going to practice, and be happy. You're going to be able to give your spouse some sugar and enjoy life. Woo, you're going to be able to go on vacation. Why? You know God going to supply all your needs. You know God. Look at somebody say, those that know God, they're going to be strong. Yeah. Going to be strong, and strong also has to do with happy. You're going to be happy. When you're strong, you're happy. When you're depressed, you're not happy. I need the smiling version of you back. The happy version of you back. Let's go out on the town version of you back. Let's go to the movies. Come on, where that's at? Let's get back happy. Let's get back strong. You know God. You know God. And when you know God, you should be strong and happy. Quit acting like God ain't going to move for you. Quit acting like God is not going to stand by his word. Oh, is it helping anybody? Those that know God will be. See, sometimes, young folk, you just have to shake yourself. You got to repent and shake yourself. Lord, I messed up. Let me go and get this off of me and get some act right. Let me start giving my God some praise, because when I give God praise, that's where my strength is. The joy of the Lord is your strength. When you know God, you're able to enjoy life and be happy. I said you're able to enjoy life and be happy. Even in the midst of your trial. even in the midst of a bad report. That's when you know that you know God. Amen. I had this man this week tell me something that he wasn't going to do, but I was still happy because I know God. He ain't going to let man outdo him. Man don't have the last word. 2 days later, God did what this man said would not be done. I know God. I know God. I don't know all of him, but I know him. How many know what I'm talking about? Yeah. You got to be strong. May shed a tear because you're human, right? You may hurt. We human, right? But we don't need to be like a natural human, like a sinner. Those that know God will be strong. And look at what he said. Carry out great exploits. Jesus. You're going to be strong and carry out great exploits. One of the meanings of carry out great exploits, bottom line, is that you're going to get a testimony. God is going to allow you to experience something supernatural. Something that seemed impossible. If you just be a faith walker, you're going to have a strong testimony. Yeah, I heard what they said about grandmama and the sickness, but I prayed for grandmama. Boy, they gave grandmama 2 weeks, but grandmama been here 2 years. That's a great exploit. That's a testimony. And see, that's all God trying to do is just add to our resume, trying to give more of us a greater testimony, Instead of crying about what ain't right about your family, look at the testimony. Look at how God kept the family together. Look at how God kept you in school, caused you to graduate. And look how productive your life is being. You ought to be able to look at it where there are some young people that go through the same thing you went through and they just break down. They give up on life. You're going to carry out great exploits. You know God. It's some bigger and better on the way for you. That thing that you've been asking God to do, he can do it. He's able to do it. He gets pleasure in your life when he does it. You just got to keep walking by faith. You're going to have a strong testimony. You got to know how to prophesy to yourself. This thing going to happen. I'm going to possess the land. I'm going to get my heart's desire. What I've been praying for is going to come to pass. Why? I know God. Healing gonna take place whether in this life or the next. Hey, great exploit. Testimony. Sometimes you gotta see your testimony before it happens. I said you have to see your testimony before it happens. You gotta see it working out before it works out. What do you call that, young folk? Hope, faith, trusting God, or being a faith walk. Whatever it is you're dealing with, you gotta know God to the point to where you understand this is going to happen. I'm just going through a little something right now, but this is going to work out for my good. And you know what's going to happen? The same thing that happened to David, same thing that happened to Daniel. How they got a testimony by faith, guess what you going to get? A testimony. Y'all slow to the draw. Guess what you going to get? A testimony. They said I couldn't play sports, but you playing sports anyway. Great testimony. They said I was going to have to wear some kind of medical device the rest of my life. You ain't put it on not one time. Great testimony. They said I was going to have to be on 5 pills for the next 3 years of my life, but I ain't had to take them. Why? Great testimony. It's going to happen. As long as you know God, you're going to be strong and carry out great exploits. Is this too difficult to grasp? Do you see it coming to pass in your life? But the key is that we have to what? Know God. We got to know God. His word, his will, his ways. How do we know God? We receive what's coming from his shepherds. He's going to give us shepherds that will give us, help me out, knowledge and what? And understanding. And when we carry it out, young folk, that says about us that we are knowledgeable faith walkers. How many grasp it? I want to stop right there. Let's give God a hand clap for the teaching on this morning. See, we're talking faith this morning. Y'all.
Yeah, yeah. You say you're searching for happiness. This the way to go. You say you want peace. This the way to go. If you're trying to see Jesus, this the way to go. We all want to live. This the way to go. The show. 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 This the way to go. The show.
You are now listening to the Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's Word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go. Thank you for listening to today's message. Please be sure to stop by Pastor Baker's website. Go to www.jeromeabaker.com. Until next time, remember, Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You just need to know the way to go.